Well, there's a lady on TikTok saying that she dumped her boyfriend because he did not help her out with the toilet paper. She needs some toilet paper, and he's like, nah.
I'm breaking up with the guy I'm dating because of what he did to me while I was on the toilet the other day. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm being so serious right now. So I'm at his house. There's no toilet paper. I'm like, damn. Hey, babe, could you please grab me some toilet paper? He said no. I already told you that bathroom's out of toilet paper. Sorry.
Well, she don't listen, clearly. She has a problem following basic instructions.
That is true. But sometimes you could have had IBS and had a run there with, you know, in an emergency. Oh, yeah.
Or what if you forgot?
Yeah,
that's true.
Of course, you just do it.
Yes.
Oh, hey, remember? Yeah. Oh, my bad.
You don't just do it. You have to make a whole scene about it.
No, I mean, you say, hey, Amara told you, and I really browbeat her about
sure.
it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's fine.
I put it right by the edge of the door. How am I going to open it? All that type.
Yeah. Like, we're just dating. This is gross. Or number one, number two.
Oh, yeah. The other day, Jason and I let me borrow some butt wipes, and he said it at the door, and that was very kind.
Wow.
Somebody said you were requesting them.
I did, yeah. And, I jokingly did.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. So I had to get them, and I was like, Squid, you need these? And he was like, well, I can't open that door. It was the same thing.
You were joking when you said that? I was the middleman, and I thought you were serious.
Well, like, I was halfway joking. I was like, Jason's not going to let me borrow his butt wipes, but I said it out loud, not thinking it would actually happen, but... Jason,
and then I came in and made the announcement, and I was like, hey, he needs to. And Jason goes, I'm not letting him borrow that. I'm not taking those to him. But then you did.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And I don't want to show my cover. But but then I was like, well, they're at the front of the door if you want to. And I left. I was like, I'll close this one so you can come out.
And now I got to waddle up to the front of the door with my pants down on my ankle.
With your dirty butt.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I got him.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes,
thank
I did.
You, Jason. Mm-hmm.
You know what I don't like about it? Because I told Katie this. The butt wipes getting them back is very concerning because you're
awkward.
Handling the butt wipes before you wash your hands and you're wiping your butt and you're recapping it back on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That to me is a very private, like a very within your family, you know, because we have them out at our different toilets in our bathrooms. And so I know that my family has touched them, but coworkers, it's a different story.
Definitely without washing your hands, whatever you did, if you missed the little thing with your finger, it's there.
Oh, you're digging in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes you guys bi now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think you two basically had
exactly.
Day 11. Yeah. Okay.
Things are always changing.
It is.
Yeah. At the minimum, it's a fecal transplant.
At the very
minimum.
That's probably closer.
We just touch butts.
Yeah. Butt bros. We knew you were butt buddies.
Yes. Yeah.
Touch butts.
But if you think about it, we're all butt buddies because we all sit on the same toilets. I mean, for the most part.
We're talking about the craziest or lamest reason you're ever dumped. This lady dumped someone because she said her boyfriend said, can you give me some toilet paper? I'm using the bathroom. And he's like, I already told you there's no toilet paper in there. No.
What a hill to die on.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like, of all the things that you can argue about, that's going
to
be it?
That's it, right? Let's go to Melanie. Melanie, what's the lamest or craziest reason you were dumped or dumped someone?
I was in college dating a guy, and my parents came down to visit for my graduation, and so they were staying the weekend, and I lived in an apartment, and so I was letting them sleep in my bed, and me and my boyfriend had to sleep on the couch, and my dog was there, and he didn't fit on the couch with me and my boyfriend, so I wanted to sleep on the floor with my dog, and my boyfriend got mad at me and said I didn't love him because I wouldn't sleep with him on the couch and I preferred to sleep with my dog. And
I can see that.
He called my dog an a-hole until I broke up with him.
Stupid dog.
You know what? In this case, I don't blame you.
That is hilarious.
One night he couldn't go night without sleeping beside you.
And it was nothing against him. It was nothing against him at the time. You just wanted to sleep on the floor with your dog.
Yeah, I mean, my dog comes first. So.
Okay.
And the parents are there.
Yeah,
it's a little weird.
Yeah, you ain't going to do nothing anyway. Or unlikely.
But yeah, I threw fit, so I threw him out.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Melanie, thank you. Now, I didn't get this as a reason, and this is very shallow, but I remember being in college dating somebody. She went to my church. She was nice, and she's probably somebody I should have married, honestly.
I was literally just going to say that.
I should have married. Because she's been married for like 20 years, you know?
The church and the beliefs and family. Church, sure, yeah.
She was Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. And had a little spice to her.
Arriba.
And obviously, I didn't have sex before marriage, so I never saw her butt naked.
Uh-huh.
But it was so flat.
Okay.
I couldn't deal with it.
Oh.
I could not deal with how flat her butt was.
That is so Jason Goodman-esque of you.
I said it was shallow.
It is.
I would never do that. Mine was over her ankle.
It was the
ankle thing. It bothered me so much. And now I look back on it, I'm thinking, how material, well, not material, but
Shallow.
That is. Mm-hmm. But it, I mean, I'm like over ankle.
Ankles.
I know. Over a butt.
I couldn't get over the ankles.
Mm-hmm.
The butt thing would bother me too.
It was. I mean, it was like extraordinarily flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, Latina, where's the butt? No
yeah.
butt.
Yeah.
And now,
not a skinny butt. Like, no butt.
If you did marry her, you could have fixed the problem with implants.
Yeah, everything else was fine.
Could have fixed it, he says. Could have fixed it.
Wasn't a problem then.
Yeah, right.
You ever seen the movie Shallow Hal?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Jason Alexander's character in there reminds me of Jason Goodman so much.
Yeah.
Because he breaks up with, like, the perfect woman because she has one toe that's a little longer than the rest.
And I know it's a movie, and I know it's not real life, but, excuse me, Jason Alexander, not a catch.
At all.
At all.
Right.
I think it makes it funnier. It's like, it was like that on Seinfeld.
Yes.
Like, he would date somebody, and she'd be, like, her laugh, or maybe even Seinfeld's character, their laugh, or they're a close talker.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is perfect, but their laugh is weird. I can't deal with it.
We all have our thing. It's like your
ick. That's true.
You know, your personal ick. Like, I just, I can't.
But I will tell you this, Matt. If I had the syndrome that he had, where everybody's like that girl started looking hot, right? That would be a wonderful thing for men because
for sure.
Yes,
it would be.
That would be so
cool. Visual creatures. Although it'd be like pure torture if every girl you saw was hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's every girl's it had to do with personality because she became hot with personality.
Their inner beauty became their outer beauty.
Yes.
Even like some of the hot ones that had like a horrible personality became very ugly.
Oh, okay. That should be very helpful.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
They would eliminate a lot of the issues that we go through.
Yeah, because we'd see like the hot girls are really ugly.
You guys have it so bad.
No, we would just see the mean girls and the wrong girls, no matter how hot, they would just be ugly.
That's right.
The butts are still big.
Isn't that the message that we say to our children?
No.
That it's your inner beauty that matters?
Nope, don't say that at all.
Okay.
No, I'd say both. Like, you have to be attractive. Well, I don't really say that to them yet. Although my son, I don't want to get too far into it.
Yeah.
Sixth grade drama.
Oh, sixth grade.
He had a girlfriend for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know. Then he's like,
didn't even talk to each other.
And they broke up. He's like, I don't want to do this. And I said, why?
Eli got hoes. Eli,
could you not call sixth grade girls hoes?
Yeah, that's what Eli calls them.
Yeah. Squid. But yeah, that makes me feel awkward when you say that. And after, I said, why'd you break up with her? He goes, I didn't want my friends to find out. I'm like, why do you care?
What?
I guess I care sometimes too. And then, like 2 weeks later, his best friend started dating her.
Oh.
And I was like, the Pike curse continues.
Oh, no, man.
But I was like, and he was like snapping at me one day. I'm like, dude, what is your problem? I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
He's like, it's so mid, bro.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, well, and then he told me. And I'm like, oh, well, I understand. Like, it stinks. But then he texted me at school. They both came in and apologized and realized they shouldn't be together. This is in sixth grade.
What in the world?
Sixth grade. Well, because they're always in the phone. Like, there's not like you see them at school.
Yeah.
They're in constant contact.
I can't imagine
being that young and then being in constant contact and all the
and
stuff.
And having the internet and
social
having
media,
the social.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, forget it. I'm taking my kids and putting them in a bubble. I really am.
I'm telling you.
My Amish upbringing has never looked so good.
Right.
For real.
I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a nice bunker with cable TV.
Fine.
Or some streaming services and the Wi-Fi, and we'll be good to go.